Matthew, chapter 18. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except you be converted, and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever shall receive one such little child in my name receives me. But whoever shall offend one of these little ones who believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses! For it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense comes. Therefore if your hand or your foot offend you, cut them off, and cast them from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if your eye offend you, pluck it out, and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you, that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think you? If a man has 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, does he not leave the 99, and go into the mountains, and seek that which is gone astray? And if so be that he finds it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more for that sheep, than for the 99 which went not astray. Even so it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. Moreover if your brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he shall hear you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear you, then take with you one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto you as a heathen man and a tax collector. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth concerning anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Then came Peter to him, and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till 7 times. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto you, until 7 times, but, until 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, who would take account of his servants. And when he had begun the reckoning, one was brought unto him, who owed him 10,000 talents. But since he had nothing to pay, his lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down, and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and released him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out, and found one of his fellow servants, who owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet, and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison, till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt, because you desired me. Should not you also have had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on you? And his lord was angry, and delivered him to the jailers, till he should pay all that was due unto him. so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses.